This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today with the Big Brother Canada 9 Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everything from the feeds. Not a lot from the feeds to discuss here tonight, as we will be. This is the last roundtable that will take place during the season of Big Brother Canada 9. We are here to talk everything through, give some final predictions and ratings and all of that. So, of course, joining me here is Melissa. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing well. I feel like the second half of the season just like flew by. I don't even know what happened. I feel like the first half, it was like, okay, yeah, we're rating everyone week by week. And then all of a sudden it just like all meshed together. And now all of a sudden we're at the end and I can't believe it. It's crazy. I'm very excited for the finale. Cannot wait to see who wins. What a great season. Excited to talk.
Yes. Also with us here is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing pretty well. Just like Melissa here. Like I'm surprised. I'm like, whoa, it's over? Like it's done? We've gone through these 3 months with these people. So I'm definitely really happy to talk about their games and like who we see winning. Like I want to flush it all out with all the information that we have right now up until this point. So I think it'll be a fun talk, and figuring out how to rate these people will be very interesting, I think, too. Yeah,
It's such an ordeal. All right. Well, again, we are here to talk about everything that has been going on. Again, not a whole lot to discuss. Melissa, anything stand out to you from the week?
I mean, not really. I guess I would say that this is one of the few seasons where like I really don't know what's going to happen. Like, I just feel like number one, I don't know who's leaving or who's left. I guess I don't know who's going to win. I feel like the what I think is going to happen doesn't seem to be what other people are thinking is going to happen. So like I'm so lost and confused. And I also feel like the good thing about this season is that everybody can be rooting for someone. I feel like there's not a single person that nobody is rooting for. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have someone who's in the end where it's like, yeah, nobody wants that person to win. They better not win or else people are going to be pissed. For example, like people who don't do anything and then they like get dragged to the end or whatever. I feel like everyone in this final has done something to deserve it. And you could point to reasons why that person wins. So like, I'm not going to be shocked by anybody winning. I feel like I could see the logic behind all the choices. However, there are some people who I think should win over others. But it's interesting because like I seem to be in the minority in terms of like my thoughts on these players. So I always feel, I usually feel like everyone's kind of in agreement when we get to the end, but this season it's a little different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my opinion, it's just that everyone is not great at the game. And so it's kind of just like pick your poison
Then
ride with it.
It's true. However, you know, I do see some good in each of their game. Yes, everyone's made mistakes. Yes, everyone's not like an amazing. There's no like, you know, like 10 out of 10 players, obviously. But there are good things to each of their games. There's bad things. Yes, of course. But I do see the good in each of their games and like why they're at the place that they are now.
Well, somebody has to be there.
Taryn, stop being a Melissa.
Well, one thing about this season has been, it's just been hard for me to kind of, you know, get a grasp upon is like, I don't know who to root for because usually I like the strategic players. Usually I like, okay, let me see their gameplay. I'm like, oh, they should do that. Oh, they did do what I thought they were going to do. And so I usually like playing along with certain characters that I kind of relate to. And so this season, I don't relate to anybody's gameplay, anybody's strategy. And so it's hard for me to root for somebody because nobody's playing a game like I would like them to play. And I wouldn't necessarily want to be playing a game with anybody in the house. So it's just kind of like purely entertainment. And so that's kind of what it's kind of hard for me to like to know how I'm feeling about these characters because I just don't relate to how they're playing.
Yeah, I think, and I think too, like, I definitely am on the side of these players are not great. But what I do like about these players is that they're all on relatively equal footing in terms of their not greatness. And there is no like really, really bad player in the bunch. Like, there's no player that's, you know, I mean, when we go through our overall rating, so at the end of the season, after the season ends, we will go ahead and rate every single one of the players overall, not just where they are in the game, but how they are as players. That's what we do every season. And while I do think that this season's average rating in those ratings will probably be one of the lowest we've seen, we probably also won't see the like lowest of the low kind of players who tend to be sprinkled throughout. It was a bunch of players who I think on average went from like a 3 to a 6 at best. And they all played hard, even if it wasn't always good. And that's what made the season so exciting and compelling is that it was even, the competitions were even, right. and people were playing hard all throughout.
Yeah. And I don't feel, I mean, I feel like anyone who at one point we were like, oh, they're playing really well, they're a good player, they all made mistakes. Like, they've all made mistakes throughout the season. I feel like it was like Tina for a while. We were like, oh, she's it. She's got it. And it was like, nope, she doesn't have it.
For a week at least.
Yeah, it was, well, you know, each of them get their weeks. Yeah. For a minute there, we were like, he's going to win this game. He's going to run away with it. And then all of a sudden, he's like, no, I'm not. I'm going to give away my veto. So it's like they all at one point or another played pretty decent games and then made a fatal mistake or many fatal mistakes. You know what I mean? So it's definitely an interesting season. I think that's part of the reason why I'm having trouble like picking a winner going into the end. Like normally you can kind of say, okay, well, I think the jury is going to go for this person and I think they're going to make it to the end. And I think this is the way it's going to pan out. And then sometimes you're surprised, but this time it's like, I literally could see it going anyway. I mean, obviously we'll get into this later, but I guess I'll just start now. Like, I think going into this, like Ty is like front runner and so is Kiefer, but apparently like a lot of people disagree with me and see Tara and Brayden as the front runners. So I'm shocked by it, you know, because it's like, to me going into the end, I'm like, oh, it's Ty. Ty better win this. Like, I mean, come on. But like everybody else seems to disagree. So, and so does the jury. So, you know, it's like, that's what you go off of. But then when you hear that the jury is like, no, I'm not voting for Ty. I'm like, okay, clearly I have this wrong. And then Kiefer, it's like, okay, I see Kiefer winning this for sure. For sure, Kiefer's winning this. But then it's like, oh, he might actually be already out the door right now as we speak. So like, I really don't know what's going to happen. And that's why I'm just like totally lost because it just feels like such an abnormal end. I don't know. It just feels so even that it could really go either way.
Yeah, it's really, and this is going to make the rating so hard for me as well, is that if I were to rank the players in order of like, you know, who's the best player to who's the worst player. Again, I don't think there's a huge difference between any of the four, but I would probably say Kiefer first, Ty second, Tara third, Brayden fourth. And if you ask me who's the most likely to win from first to last, I would reverse that exact order.
Actually,
it's crazy. It's weird. Like, I mean, I honestly, I don't, I guess like, I never can fully predict what the jury's going to do. I mean, I guess we never can. We always try, and it always seems to be like a little off. But it just seems to me that like everything I've heard about where the jury's leaning just seems like totally opposite to where I would be leading if I was a jury member. So I'm having trouble.
You didn't have to sit through Ty gaslighting you and not owning what he was doing to you for days on end.
That's true.
I
know. And that's the thing, is that Ty could be front runner. Like Ty could be the winner, made the mistake of just like being so harsh about it. Like, it's like, if you just case it as like, hey, you're my biggest threat to win this game. I love you as a person. I love working with you, but like, I just can't win if you're here and I need to make this move for my game. Like, I'm so sorry. Simple. And there wouldn't be this issue of like, I mean, obviously they'd probably still be hurt, but it wouldn't be this kind of hurt where it's like, okay, but you didn't have to like jam the knife in me and twist it. You know, it's like, all you had to do was just be honest and say like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to win versus you. I have to get you out or whatever the logic is, as long as you like, let them know up front and tell them that like in a human way, like, I guess like just even just acting human about it would be better than what's going on right now. I don't know.
And it's unfortunately for me, like, it's going to be a situation where I'm not even going to be able to blame the jury all that much, because when somebody says in an episode,
like, I don't even care about jury management at this point. I don't need her vote. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't be any more clear about the mistake that you're making, Chantel.
Mm-hmm. I know, exactly. And so I was like, you know, I love Ty. I was rooting for Ty between like Ty and Jed. I was like, I was always Ty. I love Ty. And how he took care of the Beth week and the Jed week, both those weeks, I kind of, as a viewer, I want him to not win now, because he made such a bad mistake that he didn't have to. He could have had those two championing for him in that jury house. Like, they would be willing to give it to him, being like, okay, at least if it's you going to be win over us, like, we want you to have it. And he still kind of seems to believe that he has both of their votes, even though he did absolutely nothing to secure it. And so I wanted to love Ty. I wanted to be rooting for him. But at this point, he just did such a bad job with Beth and Jed, who are going to be quite influential, and two full votes that he might not get. I'm kind of rooting against him at this point, just so he can like learn to be a little bit better.
Yeah, there were so many paths for Ty. If you know, because maybe the argument is, maybe there was nothing he could have done with Jed after the way that he burned him. Well, he didn't actually have to burn him that way. He could have just let Beth go home. That would have been a great outcome. And in fact, I thought that was a better path for him to the end. Then if he betrays Jed at Final Five or Final Four or even Final Three or whatever, Jed, I think, is a lot more accepting. And I think Ty handily wins that jury vote. Let's say he still does the Jed move. I mean, even the way that he let Jed out of the house, Jed was still willing to say, okay, well, maybe tied with Tara. And he was still, you know, obviously considering still maybe voting for Ty. All he needs to do is send Beth out of the house, not super pissed at him. And so Beth can go and can be like, Jed, we have to vote for the better player. Beth is absolutely the kind of person that wants to vote for the better player. But if you piss her off, he couldn't help but piss her off, all but ensuring that not only she votes against him, but that Jed does as well. And those are two crucial, crucial votes. It's only a 7-person jury. Brayden already has Ro in the jury, saying that he would put Brayden above the trio. Victoria said that as well. Now, that was a little while ago. And Ty, I think, has been more impressive than Brayden since then. And that may have helped Ty's case. And maybe when Jed and Beth are busy whining about Ty, Ro is like, all right, well, maybe I need to vote Ty. But there's still two votes. Even if you say that Ro and Vic are on Team Ty, you have to contend with Tara, who is definitely Team Bray. That's three votes. And now, where does Kiefer go? I don't know for sure. Where does Tina go? I don't know for sure. It's looking dicey.
Absolutely. And like, I would think that Ty would want to be sitting next to Beth, because then they have to split the votes between one of the sauce, and like one of them will have to win. I think that having like, it's kind of oddballs against the sauce. Like it's a lot of opportunity for people that they haven't been working with all season that have been kind of against them to be like, well, we didn't want you guys to win, so we're going to give it to the other person. I think that he really put himself in a very dicey situation, and he didn't have to. He could have sucked it up for a week and a half more, keep Beth in the game, and maybe she would be taking him to the final two, and he would more likely win against Beth, in my opinion.
I just feel like I wish these like jury mistakes weren't made, because I feel like it creates the incentive to vote for the person who did nothing because they didn't piss you off. Like, that's the problem, is like, this is going to be a controversial opinion, but like, I don't think Brayden should win this game, because I don't think he's done anything. I mean, he hasn't done anything. He's played
I can concur.
Yeah, he's played like a very passive game. He hasn't like actually really done anything. And it's not, and look, I can absolutely get that when you can't win competitions and you're not in a position of power, like, you can't make those power moves necessarily, and you do kind of have to take a back seat and sit back. But then even when he was winning, it was like, okay, cool. And now we're just having an easy week and he's doing what everybody else wants him to do. That's just like fine for his game, I guess, but like not any power moves, not any like big things. I just feel like, as much as I really like Brayden as a person, I have not seen the gameplay, the drive, the passion. I haven't seen it. And so to then have him win because he was nice, it kind of sucks. I mean, I just have to say, like, if he can make, like, to be fair, if we get to the end and he can stand up there and be like, this is why I did this, that, and the other thing, and this is why I've been playing the whole time and all this, and make this argument, like, okay, I get it. I will say I was wrong and be like, yes, he was playing the whole time. But like, I don't really see that happening. And if he wins just because people are mad at other people, it does kind of suck. It really does. And, you know, I don't know. I think that will be not a satisfying end, in my opinion, to this season at all.
I mean, every once in a while in Big Brother, you get a player who's just nice and likable. And they kind of walk through the game like, oh man, and things are crashing around them, and they just happen to not be hitting them, and then they walk right to the finish line and there are people ahead of them, but those people trip and they go, oh, did I just won. Look at that. This game is easy. I invented social strategy.
And it's like, and here's the thing, it's like, having a good social game is good, but like, I just feel like, number one, that's not it. And number two, like, I don't know if I see Brayden's, like, the stuff Brayden was doing as like a social game, like of his own accord, of like, this is intentional. I just feel like he's like, I want to be liked, I want to be likable, which is important, don't get me wrong, but like, that can't be all there is. Like, there has to be more to it than just being liked and likable. Like, it's just, I don't know. There is, for a winner, at least. So yeah, sure, you get partially through the game. Like, that, yeah, I get it. But like, it's not enough to win. I mean, clearly it might be. It might be enough to win. But I don't think it's because Brayden played a better game than anybody else. I think it's because people are pissed off.
And he's a likable floater. He's likable. Right. And he floats and he goes to power, and people aren't offended really that much by him floating back and forth to the power. And so, and then he won some comps at the end. So he's building some sort of resume. So I agree with you that if he can kind of lay it out, I think that he can maybe get the votes to win, because people are wanting to not vote for Ty if it's the two of them.
Exactly. If they have any reason that they can latch onto that's like, well, this is why I'm voting for him, not just because I'm upset, but I'm voting for Brayden because of XYZ. Like, and he said it, he said he was doing this. It's like, they're going to do it. They're not going to be like, well, I guess I have to vote for the person I hate. Like, they're going to find a reason to vote for Brayden. And that's just going to be it. And I feel like if Brayden wins after the fact, we're going to get a ton of people being like, look at all these moves he made. Are you serious? He's one of the best players of all time. Stop. Look at his strategy. It's like, I cannot. I cannot.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, right, is these kinds of players do win every once in a while, but they're a dime a dozen. There are plenty of players who walk through the game, oh, this is nice, and mm-hmm. then something does crash right on top of them. And multiple versions of this player gets randomly evicted all the time. Very few of them end up winning. And so you might be tempted to say, oh, this one succeeded. They must have done something right. But the difference probably is just that the trajectory of the debris was in such a way that it didn't hit them. And that's just how it goes sometimes. Big Brother is a game of luck. There is a lot of luck involved in Big Brother. And, you know, if Ty hadn't screwed up that jury management with Beth and Jed, then Ty would be a massive front runner right now. And Brayden would likely still be willing to take him to the end. And we would be talking about Brayden as like, this idiot is taking Ty to the end right now. Mm-hmm. What is he thinking? But instead, mm-hmm. we're like, oh, he might win, though.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you hit the nail on the head, because I was trying to think of this earlier of like, what would I say like Brayden's game was all about? And it was like, it wasn't really his game was about anything. It was like everything was happening around him. It was like all the players were making moves around him, and he was like benefiting from those moves, because like whether it was that they decided someone else was more of a threat that they needed to get out, or they decided they wanted to do this or that, or you know, it's like all these things were happening around him, but nothing was coming like from him. The only thing that was coming from him was when he eventually started winning. But even then, I can't point to any moves after he started winning that were like, oh, this is a great move. He's doing the right thing here. Besides just being safe, besides like when he wins, he makes sure he's safe. That's great. Yeah. But like, if that's all you've done, I don't know.
Yeah, I think one thing that's also a little bit frustrating about having Brayden be the winner of this particular season is that he doesn't seem to have the drive to want to win. Like the, oh my God, I have to win. Like I need to do that. And so I think that he would be okay if he was evicted this week. He'd be fine with it. Like he wouldn't be fighting to stay. And I think that that's kind of why we can't really get behind him here so much, because like, you know, I think that what he really wants to do, I think he wants to make it to final two with his pal Ty, that he has a little bit of a crush on, and he's happy with second place. And I think that that's why we're a little bit underwhelmed with the idea of him winning, is that he's okay with second place. And we really want people to win that want to win.
Well, and here's what totally. I don't. Here's and what I feel I, like. Here's what I don't want to hear. If Brayden beats Ty in a jury vote, this is what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear, oh, it's impossible for game players to win anymore. It's impossible for backstabbers to win anymore in this modern age of Big Brother. No. We just saw Cody do it unanimously. Mm-hmm. It's very possible. All you need to do is not this.
Like, I don't even care about jury management at this point. I don't need a vote. I don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't need to, like, it's not this, like, massive thing about jury management. Like, I feel like after the Paul thing, it was like, everybody was like, jury management, jury management, jury management. Jury management can be as simple as, like, not being, like, a robot and, like, backstabbing your friends without, like, any remorse and, like pushing them out the door. I feel like it's, like, just, like, being, you know,
decent
upfront and decent about it. Like, you don't have to be like, you know, Miss Nice or whatever. Like, you literally can just be upfront, be like, I'm getting you out. Like, just be honest and be like, I'm getting you out because you're a great player, or because I'm not going to beat you, or because it's better for my game, whatever you have to say, instead of like this, like little, like, I'm going to lie to you all week. I'm going to gaslight you. I'm going to do this and that. And then I'm going to push you out the door saying, enjoy jury. You know, it's like, those things are avoidable without getting into like the weeds on like, well, what is jury management?
Yeah. And just don't be like this and be like, oh, Melissa just left. I don't know why she did that. I didn't do anything. why did Melissa leave? What an idiot. Why would she just leave like that? I can't believe she did that. Oh man. Oh geez. Well, Oh, look.
She is gone.
Oh, Melissa, are you ready,
Taryn,
to ask your jury question?
I'm here to ask you, why did you lie about kicking me out of the podcast? And I know you did it. And why'd you lie about it?
What do you mean? I mean, first of all, it was barely even me. I mean, if there was a bunch of other things involved, like a mouse and like something happened with my finger that clicked the thing. Like, and if you think about it, it was really what you said that gave me the idea to do it in the first place. And so, if you get down to brass tacks here, it was basically your fault. I didn't even lie. I never lied. I played an honorable game, Melissa.
Yeah, you don't get my vote. and scene. Mm.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, again, we could be talking about Brayden, all this time, and he could be out of the house right now, for all we know.
I don't think so. Who knows?
But let's talk about that as well. Let's talk about Kiefer, who is on the other end of the spectrum here in terms of jury votes. Kiefer for sure wins if he's sitting next to anyone, but he may not even be there anymore.
Yeah, from his own fault. It's like, what is wrong with every single player in this house? It's like they physically cannot just like do it right and just like play well. It's like they have to be like, but what if I did this bad thing and still made it to the end? It's like, no, like, don't even try this bad thing. Like, just do the right thing and it'll be a lot easier for you.
Honestly, I mean, he was very impressed with himself for surviving a backdoor attempt, but he should never have been backdoored in the first place. That would have been more impressive, Kiefer. And yes, if Kiefer was evicted, I 100% put the entirety of the blame onto him because one, I think it was not in Tara's best interest for Kiefer to be evicted, which means that you have to work extra hard to make that happen. And who worked extra hard? It wasn't Ty or Brayden. It was Kiefer. Kiefer worked extra hard to convince and Beth. Beth, too. Beth put some work in as well. But Kiefer is the one that set up a scenario where he was taught. Ty is definitely taking me to the end. Yeah, over you for sure. Definitely. If you take me, then you're looking at a situation where, Ty takes me. I win if I win. So you have to win. And cut me. And if you bring Brayden, then you also have to win and cut one of them. So in that sense, it's not that different. So of course, it's going to be a lot more even in Tara's eyes. But he doesn't even try. He doesn't even try to be like, well, Ty knows I'm a big threat. Ty's probably going to cut me and take you. And that gives you a chance. But if Brayden's there, he definitely takes Brayden. It doesn't give you a chance. That's second place versus third place with a chance at first place. It's an easy decision if you think about it, but apparently nobody thought about it.
Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is what happened to the art of downplaying all your, things that you've done in the game and like just lay low and just like keep it in your arsenal so you can show it at final two and be like, bam, 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 this is all the things that I've done, totally play it cool. Like nobody in the house seemed to know how to play it cool. They're all just like gassing themselves up, talking about how they're the best player. And like, who wants to just let Kiefer walk to the end and win? Like maybe he's the most deserving. Maybe if he gets there, he will win. Maybe these are all facts, but nobody that wants to win the game is just going to be like, you know what, Kiefer? You know what? I want you to win more than I want myself to win. So I'm going to let you get to the final two. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Like, no one's going to do that. So you kind of have to appeal to them, Kiefer, and make you getting to the final two be part of their game plan. And so,
yeah. I can understand trying to like pump yourself up in private, like you've got this, you're the best player, blah blah blah, whatever you have to say to like, if you really feel like that helps you like have confidence or whatever, that's totally fine. But like the second you start doing that in front of other people, it's like, no, this is wrong. Like not only is it just like totally off-putting just like on a human level, but like it's really bad on a game level. I mean, the whole point is you're supposed to, like you said, downplay your accomplishments, make yourself seem less until the end when you're like, oh, by the way, I actually did all these things, like prepare your speech, make sure you can lay it all out in your speech. And that's great. But until then, you want people to take you. You want people to think they can beat you. I mean, the whole point is you're supposed to be telling people like, oh, you would totally win against me. Oh, you would totally beat me. Like, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. numerous times in the conversation that Tara has with Kiefer right before the feed shut down, Because, by the way, Beth was evicted. Ty won the HOH. Tara won the Final Four veto. She has the choice between Braden and Kiefer. And when she talked to Kiefer, it was very, it felt very much to me like, this is me kind of letting you know that you will be evicted. But she did seem like she was still a little bit back and forth. Her mind was still open. And numerous times she says, well, Kiefer, here's the thing. Like, I just don't trust that you won't take Ty over me. And he responds with, but Tara, I can beat you. I will beat you. I'm a great talker. I will beat you in the final two. Like, he doesn't That's even so follow bad. It up with, therefore, I will definitely take you. He just says, Tara, I would beat you. So, come on.
God, it's so bad. I just don't get it. It's like, it's frustrating because you find a player during this season that you're like, okay, this guy's good. Like, this guy's pretty good. Okay. And I'm like sitting there like, okay, Kiefer is good. He is the number one right now. Like, he's the one to beat. And then all of a sudden he goes and does something like this and you feel like a total idiot for being like rooting for them and thinking they're the good guy. Like, I don't understand it. It's like, why?
I have to agree with you. I have most of my stocks on Kiefer right now. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Are you kidding me, Kiefer? Like, come on. Like,
all you needed
to do was say, I'm taking you no matter what. Those two aren't taking you no matter what. So just do that. You have better odds of getting to the final two with me than you do with them. That's it. That's all he has to say. And maybe I would be winning some money in the stock.
Chantel, you're forgetting about the argument where he says, just evict me, whatever.
I can't.
It's reverse psychology.
Yeah, spoiler alert for the Stockwatch. I'm on Kiefer and I'm probably screwed. I'm probably lost everything.
Oh, boy.
God, it's bad.
Yeah.
I thought for sure, I was like, I think he'll stay this week. Like, I don't see him going. And then now, who knows?
We're hovering around the same place on the Stockwatch. And so we're both going to do
it. So we're both tanking. That's fine. I've never ended up with $0, but apparently that's
I think I'm gonna try. I'm gonna see if I can try to get zero.
Yeah, that zero is the new first place.
Hey, just pick third place in the final decision. You'll get to zero, or you'll get close to it at least. So it does seem like things are leaning toward Kiefer being evicted, but again, there is a period of time between the feeds shutting down and the actual eviction taking place. Now, part of the problem here is that none of them are ready. And they're probably going to spend that time like prettying up, getting ready. So it's not all going to be campaigning. But if Tara were to change her mind, I think that it would come from Ty and Braden screwing up more so than Kiefer doing something right. But it's definitely possible. I mean, we've seen in this game over and over that things turn on a dime. So we are going to rate Kiefer. We're going to continue on as if there is a chance that Kiefer is still there, because there is a chance that Kiefer is still there. Although, if I had to put money on it, I would say that Braden is still there, and we were looking at a final three of Ty, Braden, and Tara. But again, with this season, you never know.
So if Tara wins the final three head of household, does she 100% take Braden and just keeps like Ty out of the final two? Ooh,
I believe so. I believe that Tara would cut Ty and take Braden. Braden and Ty would take each other.
So she might as well just take the risk with damn Kiefer if she has to win no matter what to get, like, in that second scenario.
Right? Exactly.
Just take the risk at this point. If you're... Anyways, we get the logic.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked about it before, but just to go over it one more time here for Tara's decision. She's in a position where Ty and Braden take each other no matter what. So she goes into the final three with those two. She has to win or she will get third place. No matter what. If she does win, she probably wins the whole game no matter what. So about a 33% chance of winning the game if she evicts Kiefer. If she evicts Braden, then even if you say that Kiefer takes Ty, and cuts her. It doesn't really matter what Kiefer does if Kiefer wins, because she loses either way. But she either gets second place or third place. Either way, she loses. If Ty wins, there's no way Ty's taking Kiefer. Ty cuts Kiefer, takes Tara. Tara now gets at least second place, if not first place, because of Ty's poor jury management. And if she wins, she cuts Kiefer and takes Ty and almost assuredly wins the game as well. So it's just on that alone, clearly, obviously, the right move to cut Brayden here and bring Kiefer to the end. Add on top of that, that Brayden has performed a lot better than Kiefer in many of these endgame competitions. He is a more physical player than Kiefer is. So if there are physical components, he is going to be more of a threat in those competitions as well. And you're looking at, you know, double it. It's even worse to take Brayden to the end over Kiefer, because Brayden's more likely to win that final three HOH than Kiefer is. And so with those things in mind, you know, again, if Ty wins either way, you know, because I think the biggest counter argument is, oh, she can't miss the shot at Kiefer. If she doesn't take the shot at Kiefer and she lets Ty do it at final three, then Ty will beat her. Sure, but if Ty won the final three HOH to cut Kiefer at final three and take Tara, that's second place versus third place at worst. Because if he was winning that final three HOH anyway, he would have taken Brayden if Brayden was there, and she would have been third place, right? So there's really it's a clear decision, but it takes a second to sort of wrap your head around it. And if Kiefer is in your ear saying, oh no, Ty definitely cuts you and takes me, then it really muddies the waters.
And if it's the right decision to do, we can probably know that she is not going to do that. Like, that's kind of like the only thing that we can guarantee here. Yeah. These players is that if it's the best choice for them to do, they are not going to make that choice. So Kiefer's gone. 100%. I can, like, I'll bet on that. Can I go all in the stock watch that Kiefer's gone right now?
It's too bad, because I do think that Kiefer should go further than this. I don't know. I just feel like he wants it, and he has been playing his heart out the whole time. Like, yeah, sure, he's made mistakes. Yeah, sure, you know, he's a little high on himself sometimes. But, like, you know, I do feel like he wants it, and he's put in the work. So I do think hard that he work. Deserves to go, you know, further, but, you know, whatever.
But he could do it, though. If he was as good as a player as that we want him to be, and that he says that he is, he could easily get himself at least to the final three. I don't think
he's clearly not as good of a player as he says he is, or we think he should be. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like if we're in the comparison of, like, who else is there, I would want Kiefer to go to the end. I would want it to be Kiefer versus Ty, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll say again, to sort of reiterate my points that I made at the beginning of this podcast, that this is just overall not a great strategic cast. I think the consensus amongst the entire fan base is that Kiefer is the best player of the season, and he is the player who is dropping the ball massively at Final Four, asking essentially to be evicted.
None of them are top tier players by any means. But if we're looking at, like, all the players of the season, Kiefer, for me, if we're looking at the last four players, understanding that none of them are strategic masterminds, I would say Kiefer, Ty, Tara, Brayden in terms of strategy. That's what I would say.
Yeah. And Tara is definitely in this with a shot. No matter what she does, she has baseline a 1-in-3 chance-ish of winning this game. I think that she has a great chance of being competitive in the in part three of the final three HOH. It's just a matter of, can she compete physically with these two guys who are much bigger than she is? If there is something physical, I mean, classically, Big Brother Canada has had some very physical final three HOH competitions. You know, I'm thinking about, like, Big Brother Canada 3, where the one that Godfrey just, like, beasts. It's usually going to favor somebody who's very physical. Now, Big Brother Canada 7, I think we had, but they do this, like, weird stacking thing. I don't remember exactly what it was. But it was still kind of physical in terms of, like, dexterity. And they had to, like, like not knock something over. I can't remember exactly what it was. It was a weird one.
Six was good with the pulling of the ropes, right? Wasn't it that right. one?
Yep.
And it was foggy to keep something from
falling.
It was cool.
And then part two is usually a running around, solving puzzle, answering questions kind of deal. And I think that she can compete in that. I don't think her cardio is certainly not lacking as a spin instructor. But I mean, even just shorter legs is a bit of a disadvantage there in terms of speed of going back and forth. So I think those are going to be the toughest bits for her. Once she gets to part three, I think that everyone is on a relatively even foothold when it comes to the questions, the days, the information that they've studied. So if she gets there, I would say I would call it 50-50. I'd flip a coin. Does Tara win the game or does she lose the game? but the question for me is going to be how... Can she get there, essentially?
Yeah. I mean, and to Tara's credit, I mean, she wants this. Like, you can tell she really wants this. And, you know, she's won when she needs to win, aside from when
she's been the most clutch player in the game.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she won that HOH when she needed to win the HOH. She won the veto when she needs to win the veto. She wins the veto when she needs to win the veto. She wins the comeback comp when she needs to win the comeback comp. It's like she's doing what she needs to do. And, you know, maybe the first half of the game wasn't great for her, but at the same time, like, I will say, like, she just wasn't included really in anything. It just seems like it's like she might have had a different trajectory had she been included in things. And maybe we would have seen a different player. Maybe we wouldn't have, you know, kind of counted her out like as like invisible. But the fact that she had this like comeback story of like, this invisible player who we completely were like, okay, this girl's a non-entity. Don't even worry about her. To like now one of the biggest threats to win the game. I mean, that's got to say something. Yes, she's not the best. We get it. The strategy is not always there. But like she wants it and she's got the drive and she's doing what she has to do at the end of the game. And, you know, you got to give her some credit for that.
And I think it would have been really interesting, say that she does, she's not going to, but evict Brayden, Kiefer, and then whatever the final three. Kiefer gets evicted the next, like by either her or Ty. She goes to the final two with Ty. So her being the most nominated and him never being nominated, it would be an interesting showdown to show people their games and stuff like that. I think that would be a very interesting final two dynamic with the four people that are left right now.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing about Tara also is that like Tara has been very ineffectual throughout most of the season. And even though she was attempting to play hard throughout most of the season, she failed and fell flat on her face most of the time. In many ways, was counterproductive to her goals at times. And really did only start to find some success in her work toward the end of the game that she then would blow up because of her frustration. I'm still just thinking about the week that she blew up on Kiefer during the HOH competition and then immediately went and told Jed and Ty when Jed was the HOH that, yes, of course, I was planning on putting you on the block. Unprompted, they didn't even ask if she was going to do that. And this was immediately following her plea to them, swearing on her children that she would never have done that, which prompted them to target her that week. You know, she did manage to work her way out of it and she won that veto. But it's just kind of like that's Tara's game. And she was also evicted. And that's something that I've already seen debate about. There's people saying that, the double eviction wouldn't have happened if not for the twist. So she got twist screwed and then came back in through the twist. So that makes it like, okay. I personally do not subscribe to that, just because this was a double eviction. Double evictions happen all the time. You might say that this double eviction would not have happened if not for this twist, but the twist could have been anything. It could have been that there was a buyback and then there was a double eviction and it would have been a real double eviction. Or it could have been look, we have extra days in the season. We can afford a double eviction. There's usually two or a triple. So having one was the abnormality here. Again, it wasn't an abnormal thing. It was a regular double eviction that she regularly went out on. So you know, I don't think that she was twist-screwed. However, I do think that that she is not there isn't as much advantage in being voted out and coming back in as there would be in other scenarios, like if like when Gary went out, he was in the jury for a few weeks, hanging out with all his buds in the jury, getting all of the information, and then coming back in with a guaranteed win as long as he got to the end, as long as nobody messed up their vote. You know, that was absurd. So the advantage isn't there. And then also, you know, in terms of going out in double eviction, you can say that this was kind of an abnormality in terms of how it happened. It probably would have been Beth in many other circumstances and so on and so forth. Right. But at the end of the day, he was evicted.
But she didn't, like, she was evicted. Okay. So I've played some of these online games before, and I have won in a battle back situation before. And so some people definitely say, like, oh no, you shouldn't win. Like, you were evicted from the game. Like, it's not, you didn't stay the whole time. But if with her, there was no time that she spent away from the house. It was like basically the same day she came back in. So I feel as though it shouldn't be necessarily as regarded as poorly as it could be if she was like gone for like a month and then comes back in all refreshed, pumped up with new information. Let me go and win this game now. So I think the fact that it was all seamless, it was the same night, it was just kind of like a twist within the game. I don't personally revere it as something super bad towards her game. I think it's okay.
To me, it kind of reminds me of the Cliff situation in season 21, where it was kind of just like, he wasn't even the target, just the way that things happened that week. Christy happened to overhear him in talking to himself. And then he goes out and comes right back in. It's still definitely a knock on his game that he wouldn't have been there anyway. But it's not nearly as bad as like Victor coming back in weeks mm-hmm. later, then getting evicted again and then coming back in again you know, or of course Gary or anything like that. So I do think there are degrees to which you would hold this against a player. And this similar ish to Cliff was not an inevitability. Tara's eviction. It was something that that just kind of oops and then back. I think we definitely still need to hold it against her. I don't think it's as bad as Cliff's either. I think this is probably the best comeback case mm-hmm. that we've seen. But definitely still something to keep in mind.
Well, and also any other player playing would hope that they could still win the game if yeah. they were in Tara's situation. So I think that could also factor in if she uses this in her speech, being like, hey, like, we all want to be here really badly. And so, yes, this happened to me, but I was able to take it into my own hands, beat somebody that everybody wanted out, get back in. I still deserve to be here. So I think that also might be able to sway some people to not look at it negatively.
Yeah.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So Are we ready to rate these players?
Nope. Didn't we just? No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and give it a shot here. Let's try this. Here we go. Here's the rating board. This is going to be tough. This is going to be a tough one. Should we kick it off with the audience?
I want to see where we're sitting.
Should we give the audience as a baseline here?
Yes.
For Brayden, Brayden is our first player here. Of course, this is where we rate everyone from 1 to 10, based on their ability in the game, their position in the game, and everything in between. Where 10 is the best and 1 is the worst. And the audience gave Brayden 4 out of 10, which is kind of where I'm feeling as well. It's so hard because I do feel like Brayden is the most likely person to win. But he may also be evicted right now and he might not win. And he's also not a great player. So, so like, where exactly should it be here? I'm not entirely sure, but around a 4 is sort of the instinct that I had as well. I think I'm going to go there as well. Chantal, what do you think?
I'm like, that's pretty high. Cause I was more sitting at a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because is that he's not doing anything either way to help his game. Like we're saying like, oh my God, he's in a position where he actually could win this game, but it's like, he doesn't see it. He doesn't necessarily care. He's not padding it. He's not making sure that, you know, not making sure that that happens. And so the fact that he could win, but not because of anything that he's doing. It's like what he's not doing is, I just can't really get, like, not that 4 is high, but I can't give him that high of a score because he's not doing anything to ensure that he wins this game. And so I'm going to stick with a 3. He could be evicted and he wouldn't necessarily even care. And I have to kind of factor that in as well. You know, I want to give higher scores to people that really want to be there and are actually maybe trying to stay. And so, yeah, I'm going to give him a 3. Even though I really like him, I would be happy with him as a winner per se, because I like his personality and I think he would be a nice winner. But for gameplay, I just don't think that I can give him higher than a 3.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I totally agree with what you guys are saying. I mean, it's like, it's really hard because he is the potential like front runner winner guy, but he also is the potential to have already left the house. So it's like, it's very hard to rate him. Like Chantal said, like, I think he's a great person. I think he's fun and funny, et cetera. Like, we get it. But as like a game player, not so much. He hasn't done that much. And I know we've talked it to death, but you know, it's not that I'd be upset if he won because I do like him. So it's not like, oh no, this is horrible. It's like, yeah, okay. Like, people like him. I get it. But yeah, he hasn't been playing like a winner and he hasn't been playing like someone who even cares if he's there or not. I feel like it's like every time he's been on the block, he hasn't even fought for himself. Like, yeah, sure. He was reassured that he wasn't going home that one time, but it's like, even so, you should be concerned. Like, you should be a little nervous. It didn't even seem like he even cared if he was going to leave or not. I mean, when Austin was on the block with him, it was kind of like, okay, well, I don't want Austin to go. And it's like this other time, I was like, oh, okay, they reassured me I was staying, so I guess I'm good. It's like, okay, but like, you could go home. You're sitting on the block. Isn't that concerning to you? I don't know. It kind of throws me off. So, I gave him a 2 last week. So I do think he's in a better position now. So I am going to give him a higher score, but I'm going to give him a 3.
There you go. All right. Well, let's move on to Kiefer, which is a very tricky one here. Chantel, let's start with you.
Wait, I just have a question. Is Iman eating some more chapstick for that 8 that I'm seeing there?
Because yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, we have no explanation for Iman's ratings, really. Like, you can't ask us. We are just bystanders in this whole thing. Innocent bystanders. I don't know.
okay. Kiefer, I want to give him a high score. I do, or four, but no. I'm going to have to give Kiefer a two because he really could stay in this game, and he's tanking his own game. And I don't know if it's reverse psychology that he's trying to use, or if he really thinks like he's just trying to be, you know, I'm just dying on this, falling on the sword here. I you know what? Don't worry. Just evict me. I'm not gonna make you feel bad about it. And like, so all of this is not really, he's not acting for his benefit and acting like we were saying even about Brayden, like a winner. Like I want someone to be figuring out every single way that they could say something to this person to influence them to get to the end. And so he can be like, yep, I tricked them into making me, letting me get to the final two and I won. Like I want that side of him to come out and it's not here. And so he's just not fighting hard enough for me to give him higher than a two. And he's most likely going to be evicted this week when he really could be staying. So it's not a one because he could still be here. And if he does get to the end, he definitely could win. But he's not doing enough for his game for me to give him higher than that. So two.
Yeah, I also was at a two for Kiefer. Because I do think that he is a very, very good chance that he is already gone. And if he is, it's entirely his fault. I can't blame, like, if I knew for a fact that Kiefer was gone, I would give him a one because he deserves a one for the terrible position he put himself in. And here's the thing, even if he is still somehow in that game, I still don't feel great about his odds. He has to win that final three HOH in order for him to get to the final two, because nobody is taking him there. And I don't have a lot of faith that he can win that final three HOH. I think that Kiefer's chances of winning this game, even if he stays, are still pretty low, even though he has a guaranteed win if he gets there. I just feel like getting there is going to be so tough. So, it was a two from me as well.
I'm very upset with Kiefer. I feel like he was in a great spot and he was doing so well and he just like totally blew it. And I feel like he blew it based on ego. Like it doesn't feel like he was doing that. I mean, maybe he can argue that there was strategy behind it, but it just seems like he just kind of wanted to brag. And just kind of wanted to be like, look, like I'm really good at this game. Like, and everybody knows it, and just like let people know that. And it's like, that is not the move. I'm sorry. I was at a five last week. And here's the thing is like, it's the same with Brayden, where it's like, I think Kiefer could win, but I also think he could be gone already. So I feel like he's in a similar spot with Brayden. And so, yeah, I'm going to give him a three.
There you go. The audience, much higher than we are on Kiefer, and even a little bit higher than Brayden. The audience gave Kiefer a five.
This week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
I guess it's lower than their six, but
it is. It's gone down from the six. That's true. they gave Kiefer a five here. I had the historical data from Big Brother Canada 7. Just for the record, when we did this podcast, when Adam was already out of the house, but we did not know it, the audience also gave Adam a five. So apparently, Kiefer about on the same level as Adam. Melissa gave Adam an eight.
Love Adam.
Okay, so there we go. That is Kiefer. Next up, we have Tara. Let's talk about Tara. Melissa, wait,
what were the for the final four for Big Brother Canada? For the last for well, Big Brother Canada seven. What was the like the average for each of the final four? Do you have that?
Dane and Anthony both got nines.
For Adam, average score?
Yeah, average score nines. Adam
we had no idea how good it was.
Yeah. Adam got a five and Kira had a three.
Oh boy. Oh wow. We did not know what was going to happen to us this season. Jeez, okay. Wow. Okay. Well, good to know. It's a little lower.
A little
for
bit
this
of a different
season.
Standard going on.
Just
yeah.
a little bit, little different. Oh boy. Okay. Well, no, fair enough.
All right, Melissa, how do you feel about Tara?
Yeah, I mean, I feel better about Tara, I think. I mean, I think that she has a really good chance at winning, and she's, I mean, first of all, like if she gets to the final two, like she will win. And the key is can she get to the final two? I mean, she's definitely getting to the final three, but the question is, then what? And here's the thing is that I feel like the right move for her is keep Kiefer, but I don't know if she'll do that. And even if she doesn't do that, I do feel like she really just needs to win this final one. She just needs to do it. And I mean, that's what she needs. And if she does that, she wins. So I do feel, and to be fair, she's been really good at the competition lately. Like she's been killing it. So like, it's not one of those things where it's like, she has to win the final HOH, but she hasn't won a competition yet. No, like she's actually really good at these competitions. So I think the odds are pretty good that she's going to, you know, be in the final two. And if she is, then she's got it. So I feel pretty good about her. It's hard for me because I feel like it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm looking at my score last time. Like I was like, okay, I'm going to give Tara a 4, but then I'm like, well, she was a 4 last time. Now do I give her a 5 to like show that like I have more confidence in her and that she's like still here. And that if she, I mean, I did not think that if she got to the final two that she would win. Like I did not see the jury voting for her. And now that I hear that, like that is likely that they will vote for her. I feel like I have to feel better about her game than I did before. And same with Ty. Like, you know, I thought that Ty would be my highest rating this week because I personally was like, okay, Ty should win. But then it's like, well, if the jury, it's not about me. It's about the jury. Like, it's like, do I think the jury will vote for Ty to win? Not do I think he should win. So I do think for Tara, you know, I'm going to give her a 5 because I think she has a really good chance of winning.
All right. Yes. Tara is somebody that I considered going 6 for Tara. I think if I felt like she was going to evict Brayden, I would give her a 6. But evicting Kiefer, I do think lowers her odds of winning. And she's going to have to win that final three HOH. And for me, it's going to be a 5. It's going to be 5 for Tara as well. Chantel, what do you think?
I'm with you guys here with that 5. So I've been having like an interesting journey with Tara. Like in the beginning, I really didn't really enjoy her that much. I didn't like how she was treating some of the other players. I wasn't rooting for her at all. But then obviously she became the underdog and she kept on winning. And she's kind of changed the way that she's been interacting with these people. I'm starting to like her a little bit more. So I'm rooting for her a little bit more than I had been, you know, say 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so with that, like I would give her a higher score just like you, Taryn, if she was doing the best thing for her game that would like give her the best odds to win. So I'm not giving her a 6 because I don't think that she deserves that, but I'm going to give her a 5 because I do think that she's very capable of winning that final three. Like I just feel like that's what's in the cards. She really, really wants it. And I love that about her drive as well. And so I know that if she wins the next final three, she's going to go to the end. And I think that she's pretty much going to win the game. And so with having such high odds, I'm giving her a 5.
All right. That's going to be straight 5s for Tara, as the audience also gave Tara a 5. There you go. There you go. Okay. So,
I don't know what to do. I don't know. I left it blank. I don't know.
Ty. Man, this is a tough one. For Ty, I've been going back and forth between 5 and 6 here for Ty. I'm really close to giving him a 6 because I feel like he has probably a 2 in 3 chance of being in the final two if Brayden is there. However, I do not feel confident that he definitely beats Brayden in the final two. I definitely think he has a chance to. I am certainly not saying that Ty definitely loses to Brayden. I think it's going to be close no matter which way it goes, but I do not think it looks great for Ty. I think it looks not great for Ty, but he definitely still can win. I mean, Beth was still pretty hot when she talked to me in terms of her anger toward Ty. And she may have cooled down. You know, again, Ro, as somebody who cares a lot about making the right move, the right vote in the end, may have been campaigning for Braden. I really do feel like he has been, but still might vote another way because that's who Ro is. I could also see Vic casting a vote in that direction. And then it would come down to, you know, like it absolutely could be Ty that wins this thing. It just might not be as well. And so, so for me, I would easily give him the six, but part of the week that we're grading here is.
Like, I don't even care about jury management at this point. I don't need a vote. I don't want it.
So I think I have to go five for Ty. I would really like to go six. I feel like he is, with Kiefer doing what he's doing, and if he is gone, I think that Ty is the best player remaining. Should I give him a six? I mean, he's more likely to be in the end than Tara, but if Tara gets there, she's more likely to win. I think he's playing better than Tara right now, but he also screwed up his jury management. I have to say five.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, for me, it's like he can get himself to the end. I feel like it's the reverse with Tara. It's like Tara might not get to the end, but if she does, she wins. With Ty, it's like he's likely going to get to the end, but if he does, we don't know that he'll win. Like, the odds that he will win are slim because the jury's upset with him. He has not done a good job with the jury. Like, that's for sure. And it's not one of those like, well, you know, he might have pissed some people off because of moves he made. And so, like, it's kind of a toss up. It's like, no, like, he actually like pissed some people off by his moves and his behavior and the way he's like said things to the jury as they're leaving. It's like the send-offs were like not great. So, you know, and that's his own thing. Like, he did that to himself. And so for me, I feel like I could see Tara winning and I could see Ty winning. I mean, obviously I can see any of them winning, but like, for me, it does kind of seem like it's coming down to those two right now. And I feel like they have equal shots just because like they're in similar positions. So, yeah, as much as I think that like he has a great shot to get there, I don't know what happens once he does. And that's why I'm going to give him a five.
All right, Chantel.
I'm also fluctuating between the five and the six because I think he's playing a little bit better than Tara for the fact that he's setting himself up better in the final three. But I do think that the not doing jury management might be canceling out that extra point above Tara. And so I think with that, I'll have to sit at a five. Because I do think that if he wins, like, I think, as you're saying, Melissa, is that they're kind of in the same position. And if he had done good jury management, he probably would have gotten like an eight. You know what I mean? It would be like, oh my God, he's so good. I mean, he snaked his friend and his friend's not even mad at him. Like, I'd be super rooting for it. But he played his big move off so badly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he even realizes how much it might affect him winning the game. I can't give him higher than a five.
All right. The audience can. They gave him a six. Gave him a six. So there you go. Those are the ratings this week. We're going to cap off the season in-game ratings with five as our max.
Oh, jeez. And Kiefer drops so low. Oh, boy.
Our terrible stocks.
Oh, God. I mean, here's the deal, guys.
So bad.
If you pick the winner of this season, you are going to make bank because it's going to be a massive jump in comparison to the last season we watched. When Cody ends the season on a 10 and then gets another 10 for winning, he gains like 10%. I do not know yet, but I'm willing to bet that if any one of these four wins this game, you will at least double your money. So this will be interesting. This will be
so crazy.
Interesting.
Is this the lowest like average rate rating we've had going into a Final Four? It must be.
My guess is going to be yes, but I do not know for sure. I think we do already have an updated leaderboard here. Let's take a look.
Melissa, I was lower than you. I know it doesn't seem possible, but I was like 10 notches below your belt. So
I have somehow held on to the lead here, holding somehow. Again. Okay,
well,
so that's interesting.
Me. I'm number one.
Do you want me to start making fun of where you are? Let's look, Melissa.
Okay, it's not funny to punch down.
Melissa has fallen down the list of Melissas.
It's fun to punch up.
I can't see what the number is.
Melissa, 1552, top 75%. She went all in on Kiefer.
I forgot to do anything.
Oh, maybe I'm okay. Hold on.
So I kept on Kiefer from last week.
Chantel, classic. 1531.
Am I above you now?
1531 versus 1552. Chantel is.
Wow. Okay.
19. Or is it 21? Cool. 21 spots.
Chantel,
above.
You came on here like, Melissa, don't worry. Like, you have nothing to worry about, little me. Oh, me. Oh, goodness. I just happened to pass.
I had, like, six shares on like Tie or something. Like it's not because of anything. Majority of my stuff was on Kiefer.
She's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. I'm like, what? Me? I passed you? Who's
I was below you next week.
The winner of Big Brother Canada 7 Stockwatch is here in 48th place. Worth noting. I came second to Beast that season.
I just get worse and worse.
There you go.
This was an impossible season.
Here are the AFKers with $360. They are tied for 85th place in the top 5%.
Wait, that's the people who didn't do anything?
They have done nothing all season.
Oh my God, are you serious?
They are the Bradens of the Stockwatch.
They're going to win!
And they're going to win. Oh boy. That's so insane. They've done nothing. I should have just signed up and done nothing.
They literally like
$20 every week.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if everyone above them held and they went in on the winner, they would win the whole thing. Just by,
oh my God.
Yeah, there you go. Let's take a quick look at the projections as well. Okay. If Brayden wins, you will more than double your money. If anybody wins, you will more than double your money. If Kiefer wins, you will triple your investment in Kiefer.
Maybe I should just stick with Kiefer.
Oh my God.
No, what should we do, Melissa?
I have no idea. Yeah, don't ask me for advice. Clearly, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm literally that dog at the keyboard. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I literally don't know. I'm so bad.
I mean,
I'm just floundering week to week.
This is me telling myself to enjoy my number one spot right now because I've got a 1-in-3 shot at best of maintaining this lead or losing everything.
It's just chance, really.
Also, it's like I can't even like privately be bad. Like I have to be bad and everyone has to know that I suck. Like it's like everyone else can just be like, oh darn, I'm like not doing so well right now. It's like I have to like broadcast it to everyone. Like, by the way, Melissa sucks.
But you know what? It's because you're strategic and they haven't been playing strategic. So you can't really gauge how they play.
Exactly. That's really it. I'm just so good that I'm bad. It all makes sense.
That's exactly it, Melissa. Okay, let's talk about some of the other questions here. Let's go over the jury predictions because there's some interesting stuff here. So I had everyone go through a lot of different scenarios because obviously we have a spot where either Kiefer is in the game or Brayden is in the game. So in the scenario where Tara cut Brayden instead of Kiefer, and then Tara wins and takes Kiefer, the audience thinks that Kiefer wins the game. Let me spoil it. If Kiefer's in the final two, the audience thinks Kiefer wins the game in every scenario. However, if Tara takes Ty, then the audience thinks that Tara wins the game 6-1 if she cuts Kiefer and then wins and takes Ty. The only vote for Ty being Brayden. 5-2. Brayden and... Oh, sorry. I read it wrong. It was 4-3. It would be Vic, Brayden, and Kiefer vote for Ty. And then Ro, Tina, Jed, and Beth vote for Tara.
Okay, so it's pretty close.
Exactly. If Ty takes Tara, they think that Ty wins. With Vic, Ro, Jed, and Brayden and Kiefer all voting Ty, 5-2. Beth and Tina being the only Tara votes. So they think it really matters which one of them wins and takes the other. If Tara evicts Kiefer in the final four, and she wins and takes Brayden, the audience thinks that Tara wins the game. This is going to be 6-1 this time, with Ty as the only vote for Brayden. If she takes Ty, they think she also wins, but this time 5-2, with Vic and Brayden being the Ty votes. Ty over Tara, but Tara still wins. If Ty takes Brayden, they think that Ty wins 4-3, with Vic, Tina, Jed, and Kiefer, with Ro, Beth, and Tara voting for Brayden. I really don't think that Beth and Jed are going to vote differently, though.
Feel like they'll have talked. Like, they'll have talked and have calmed down and been like, okay, like, we get why he did this, or they'll have talked and be more mad and be like, okay, this is what we're gonna, like, we can't vote for Ty.
Well, and also, though, like, if she's coming in really upset about, like, how he treated her his last week in the house, I think Ty is going to, or Jed's going to be like, oh, my God, my girl, like, he was mad at my girl. Like, I don't think that he's going to allow, like, Ty to win. I think that he's going to be trying to, you know, defend Beth's honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think more realistically here, it would either, if Ty takes Brayden, I think he would either win 6-1 with Tara being the only Brayden vote, with both Jed and Beth having flipped back over to Ty, or he would need Ro's vote. It would need to be Vic, Ro, Tina, and Kiefer, with Jed, Beth, and Tara all voting for Tara, for Brayden. That'll be an interesting one for sure. If Ty takes Tara, cuts Brayden, takes Tara, they think that he will still win with 4 votes: Vic, Jed, Brayden, and Kiefer. They think that Jed and Beth will vote differently, which I'm not sure will be the case. If Brayden takes Ty, cuts Tara, takes Ty, they think that Brayden wins the game, with Ro voting Brayden, Tina voting Brayden. That's the flip vote there. They think that Tina changes her vote if Brayden wins versus if Ty wins. Beth would vote Brayden and Tara would vote Brayden. I'm going to say that I think Kiefer would also vote Brayden if Brayden won and took Ty, versus Ty winning and taking Brayden. And I would say again that I think Jed and Beth will be voting together. So I think if Brayden takes Ty, these are the votes to be looking at. I think Tara votes Brayden. Ro might vote Brayden. You're looking at Jed and Beth, and you're looking at Kiefer. So that could be very important. Who wins and takes the other person? And then finally, if Brayden cuts Ty and takes Tara, who wins in that spot? They actually think that's a losing move for Brayden. That if he did that, he would lose to Tara, 4-3. That Tina, Jed, Beth, and Kiefer would all vote Tara. I think that might be true. I think he might lose. I think he does have a better shot against Ty.
I feel like it's like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of what the audience is thinking is what I was thinking, but like, I also see it going the complete opposite way, especially because like I was thinking that I was wrong. Like coming into this podcast, I was like, this is what I'm thinking, but I think I'm wrong. So now I think I'm right. I don't know. Now I think everyone's wrong. I don't know anymore. It's really going to be interesting to see what happens. I feel like this is this is one of the few seasons where I literally cannot predict how it's going to turn out. And usually I can predict how it's going to turn out and I'm wrong. So I don't know what this means. Who knows?
Yeah. So, okay. So in the scenario where Tara cuts Kiefer, the audience thinks that Tara wins 1, 2, three of the six scenarios, they think Tara wins. They think that Ty wins in two scenarios and that Brayden wins in one. In the scenario where she cuts Brayden and Kiefer's in the final three, Kiefer wins in four of the scenarios. Granted, none of them, very few of those exist in reality because nobody's taken Kiefer. they have Tara winning in one and Ty winning in one.
It seems like Kiefer has the most chances to most scenarios where he wins, and then Ty, and then Tara, and then Brayden. Was that what I was getting? Was that right?
Yes. Well, okay. So yeah, overall,
Tara has more.
Overall, well, yeah. So overall, Kiefer has four total scenarios where he wins. Tara has four scenarios total where she wins. Ty has three total, and Brayden has one, according to the audience.
Interesting.
Yes. But it's some of these votes are very close. A lot of the Vic predictions are this one. Wow. Is actually exactly tied. I hadn't noticed that. 49.53 to 49.53. Tara takes tie. They don't know who Vic will vote for.
Oh, wow.
Either way, they think that Tara wins because she has five locked in other votes. Some of these votes are very, very close between the audience. And as I said, when you're predicting that Jed and Beth will vote differently, I think you're mixed some things up.
Not correct.
All right. So that's some of the jury stuff. So if we're talking about our own predictions, right? I think, if we were to make predictions, let's say Tara wins. If she takes Brayden or Ty in the final three after cutting Kiefer, I think she wins. I think she definitely gets Tina. I think she gets Kiefer. I think she gets Beth. And I think she gets Jed. And I think those four for sure are voting Tara, and she wins no matter what.
Plus, I think it's a great scenario for her where it's like, yeah, I won the final HOH and then I like took this person, or, you know what I mean? Like, it just, it seems like a victorious thing versus like, oh yeah, she was brought along. Like, you can't argue that. I think she could absolutely say like, look at the way I played in the second half of the game. Like, you guys wanted me out. Like, I got voted out and I came back in with a vengeance and I won all these things and I did it all on my own. Everyone was against me, blah, blah, blah. And look at me now. Like, I absolutely think that she wins in that scenario.
And it's all the oddball vote too. I think that she could play into that as well. I mean, like, listen, like, I'm doing this for you guys. Like, I'm still here, but like, I want to win for the oddballs. I don't want to let the other side that we've been fighting against this whole game win. Like, and I think that she could actually maybe even have a pretty clean sweep with Brayden.
Like, she's got the underdog element for sure. She's like, I was on the outs and look at me now.
In that scenario, I think that, if Brayden wins and takes Ty, I think that Brayden is more likely to win. I think that Brayden would get, Jed, Beth, Roe, Kiefer, at least. Tara is in there for sure. I think that Brayden wins that. If Ty wins and takes Brayden, I think Kiefer may go tie. And then you're looking at if Ty wins that, he would need Kiefer, Roe, Vic, and he would need Tina or Jed and Beth. And if he has Kiefer, then he may have Tina as well. And that could be the winning vote there. That could be 4-3, or he could have both Jed and Beth. I would not be sure. And then again, if Kiefer's there, then Kiefer wins regardless. But if Tara wins and takes Ty, I think she wins. If Ty wins and takes Tara, I think he wins. So in my predictions, I'm looking at Brayden winning in at least one scenario, it being really close in another scenario. Tara wins in a scenario. So it's just so even is the problem.
And we don't know how, like, you know, mad they're going to be in the jury, and if they're going to like be like, no, it's just strictly gameplay. And like, I just don't see them actually doing that. And even Rohan, like, I don't see him necessarily voting for Ty in the end, just because like he was been against him the whole season. And so I think the stink of the Sausalee's triangle and the stink of the Sunsetters is going to be stuck onto Ty. And I think it's going to be really hard for people to shake how they made them feel throughout the entire season.
Yeah, I mean, I think Adam in the chat is right. He says, we really don't know the jury dynamic. And I think that's true, because I think even if you like listen to the interviews, or you like, you know, watch the little segments that they have on the show, like, you don't truly know like what the jury's vibe is. I feel like it's like, we don't know what they're looking for in a winner. And like, a lot of the times the jury is like, I want the person who represents my show to be XYZ. Like, whether it's like, I want them to be a game player, or like, I want them to be nice. I want them to be like kind, or like, I want, you know, it's like, or like, I want the representation, you know, like Kiefer's got that. I mean, that would be huge. I mean, not that anyone else doesn't have it, but he's, you know, whatever. That's been like his storyline. So like, I do think that like, depending on what the jury wants as their winner, like that's going to affect things too. I mean, like if you're mad at the person who's winning, but you really want someone who's strategic to win, like maybe the jury decides, you know what, we want this person to represent our season as like this like brutal gameplay season. So we really don't know. And until we like really hear from the jury together, I think we it's just hard to predict.
Okay.
I could also see, though, Victoria being like, I just want it to be as chaotic as possible, so I'm going to choose the least likely person to win.
Pick a number, 1 through 10.
Oh, God, no. Anything but that. Like,
You know she might do that.
Just, like, give something me a reason, like that. Though, for, like why you're voting a certain way, and not just, like, they picked the number. Like, no.
Okay, here's my easily digestible prediction. I think that in... no matter what happens with the final four vote, I think the winner of the final three HOH also wins the game, except for one scenario, and that is Ty winning and taking Brayden. I think that is the only spot where the winner of the final three HOH may not win. That is the only situation. I think in every other scenario, the winner of the final three HOH definitely wins the game, except for that one spot. He may still win the game, but he may also not win the game.
He may win the game, but he also may not win.
Yes. So that's the only one where it's up in the air to me. Again, I think that the votes there would come down to Ro, Vic, Kiefer, Tina, I think would be the four votes Ty needs, unless he somehow manages to get Jed and Beth back over to his side. But I think in every other scenario, the winner of that final three HOH goes on to win the game, which makes this incredibly difficult to predict.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also maybe even the questions that they have in that final three thing. I can see, say it's maybe about jury's opinions or what the jury thinks. And if say ties in the end and he gets them so wrong, especially if it's like, if he gets like Beth and Jed's wrong, I can see like that also influencing their votes, being like, he doesn't even know us. Like, he doesn't even know like how we would vote or how we would be thinking here. Like, I can see if he doesn't do well with that, it would be definitely really against his game. So I think that depending on what the final three jury thing, or if it is a jury thing, could definitely affect the votes.
All right. Well, okay. So that was the jury prediction stuff. I asked the audience also to rate the episodes of Big Brother Canada this week. They gave the episodes a 6.4, down from the 6.5 last week. I asked them to rate the feeds a 3.6, up from the 2.2 last week. I think just because the feeds were more expected to be down this time. I asked them to rate the season as a whole so far, and it has gone up to a 7.8 from the 7.3 last week. As the season starts to wrap up, people are feeling a little bit better about it. And it's a 7.8 right now. Not used to seeing a season being rated so high in these Stockwatch surveys. I asked the audience to rank the players from their favorite to their least favorite. And that means that we're going to play the guessing game here.
This is where you shine.
Yes.
This is my moment. This is it. I haven't done well in the past few weeks, but, you know, I'm very good at this.
Yes. Okay, guys, who do you think is the favorite player of these four?
I'm bad at this.
Tara?
I don't even
Tara?
Know. I was gonna say, I think it's Tara.
You are both incorrect.
Oh, God.
It's Ty. It's Ty. Ty is
really?
The favorite player.
Wow,
yes.
Okay.
It's because he's so handsome. It's true.
Who is in second place?
Tara.
You are both
underdog.
Incorrect.
What
the hell?
Brayden. Brayden okay. is in
oh
second
God.
Place.
So they like the Brayden tie.
They
dynamic.
Like Brayshawn. Who is in third place?
Tara.
A broken clock is one right.
Twice
in the Stockwatch player yeah. player server. Tara is third, and Kiefer is last. You theoretically could have done worse, but it would have been difficult.
Hey, we got half right. Gotta give us that.
I asked the audience to rank the players in order of who they think has played the best game over the course of the season to who they who's played the worst
this.
Game. Would you guys like to guess this one as well?
I think it's Kiefer, Ty, Tara, Brayden.
I will agree with
and
that.
And that's the
order.
Right answer, just so you know. So if it's wrong, it's
unless
right.
though, unless they give Tara some points of winning so many times and saving herself, she may bump up one. But
that would be wrong.
So I agree with
so,
you. That-
yeah. Like, so, I mean, it would be wrong. Like, we would still be right.
But- you guys are correct on this one. That is exactly the order and very cleanly too. It looks like a nice little even stepping stairs. It's very not even close. It's a very very distinct order here. Kiefer, Ty, Tara, Brayden. Who should Ty want evicted in the final four? Brayden or Kiefer? What do you guys say?
He should
Kiefer.
Oh. That's hard because I feel like he should want Kiefer because I think Kiefer would win, but I also think Brayden would win. So, but I do feel like Kiefer wins in each scenario. So like I think he should want Kiefer gone.
I think that Ty can see himself beating. I think he believes that he beats Brayden hands down, no problem. Mm-hmm. And I do think that he feels as though Kiefer would be a problem to beat in the end, even though he's probably confident that both of them would take him to the end. I think that evicting Kiefer, it's 100% Brayden's taking him, even though it might not be in Brayden's necessarily best interest. I think he's more confident with having Brayden take him. So I think, yeah, Kiefer's the move.
See, I actually do feel like he should want Brayden, though.
Yeah.
Because
Nielsen votes.
Again, based on my jury predictions, right? If I'm right, then this is what I think is if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong here too. But I think that if Ty wins the final three HOH and cuts Kiefer and takes Tara, I think he wins 100% of the time. If he wins the final three HOH and cuts Tara to take Brayden, I think he wins 50% of the time. And those are the two scenarios where he wins the game. In the scenario where Brayden wins the final three HOH and takes Ty, I think that he maybe wins like 10% of that time. I really think that Brayden would win in that spot. And we know that Tara will cut Ty for Brayden. But if Kiefer's there, we know Tara will cut Kiefer for Ty. If Tara wins the game and or wins the HOH and cuts Kiefer, then I think she does beat Ty most of the time. But either way, you're looking at a spot where Ty probably needs to win the final three HOH to win the game. I'm going to say again that Brayden performs better than Kiefer. So if you're competing against Kiefer, that's better odds that you're going to win. And then if Ty is the one to cut Kiefer in the final three and take Tara, I think he wins more often than if he's the one that
that's
cuts
true.
Tara to take Brayden. So I actually think it's better for him that Brayden leave. The audience, though, is with you guys. They very much disagree. 90% of them think that Kiefer is the right move.
Well, we also don't know what the final three, you know, competition is going to be. And Kiefer could win it. Like, the maybe he's just faking that he's bad at these games in the end. You know, maybe this is like his reverse psychology, like playing out. I just feel, though, is that he is more comfortable with having Brayden in the final two and maybe having his arguments laid out against Brayden. And I think that he's going to be able to formulate his story a little bit better. And so I think that that's why he would be more wanting to be sitting beside Brayden, because I think he feels more in control of the story arc of that dynamic.
I think once again, this season is tricky because it's like there are, usually we can say like definitively, if this person takes this person, they win. If this person takes this person, they lose. Like, that's just the way it is. And it's shocking that they can't see that, like that the house guests aren't seeing that. But right now it's like, it could really go either way. And I could see the logic behind taking either person to the finals. So it's like, I really don't know. I don't feel like I can give a great prediction for this because I don't know myself and I'm sitting here on the outside. So I don't know what they're thinking on the inside. It's gotta be a tough decision.
Yeah. And I want to say that, like, I think it's better that Kiefer stays for Ty's game and Tara's game. I think it's much more clear cut for Tara than it is Ty, because I absolutely can see the argument of, you know, again, our jury predictions could be wrong. Mine could be wrong. Maybe if Brayden wins and takes Ty, Ty still wins. And in that case, it's definitely better to have Brayden in the game. Right. So if I were in Ty's spot, I will freely admit I probably would not have the courage to want Brayden evicted and give up my definite 2-3 chance for a different 2-3 chance where, again, if I think that Ty is more likely to beat Brayden taking him to the end than Tara taking him to the end. So there is a give and a take here for sure. I asked the audience, who should Tara evict? Now you guys have heard my argument. I know that there's plenty of people who also think that that Kiefer should be the one that she evicts. What do you guys think? Do you think she should evict Brayden or Kiefer?
I think Brayden for sure, just because of that. She knows that those two are going to be taking each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that Brayden is kind of saying like, no, I would take you. Oh, I know I need to cut Ty. But then at the same time, they're giggling about like, oh, does he like me? So like, there's just no way that it's going to happen. She's not going to cut Ty. And so I think she should just take the risk that, okay, yes, maybe Kiefer can beat you in the end, but you have a better shot at getting the 20 grand at least with mm-hmm. Kiefer in the game. And so I think that just odds wise, yeah, she should be cutting Brayden, even though it seems as though she could beat Brayden more likely. And she just has less odds that she's going to get to the end to be even in that position unless she does it herself. And so if she has to win the final three anyway, she might as well have to win and have better odds that somebody takes her if she does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And I think it's like, yeah, as much as normally we're like, oh, don't play for second place, play for first. It's like in this situation, it really could go either way. Like, it's not like a definitive, oh, she only gets second place if she keeps Kiefer around. Like, that's not the case at all. Like, she absolutely could still win, but at least she's gets second. Like, at least she's, it's not a, oh, you're third or you're first. It's you're either second or first. So you might as well do that option.
Yes. The audience does agree. 54% said evict Brayden. About 45% said evict Kiefer. So it's still very close. I'm willing to bet that the general populace is very much on board with evicting Kiefer here, and that maybe you know, it was only this close because they've heard me say this about 15 times on podcasts at this point. So I also asked, who do you think Tara evicted? Who do you actually think she went ahead and evicted? If you had to guess, who is the guess here?
Kiefer.
Yeah, I think she evicted Kiefer because I think the last thing in her mind is Kiefer being like, yeah, I will beat you. And it's yeah. Like, oh, okay, cool. Then no, like, goodbye. If that's what you think, then bye. Like, it's just, that's the last thing she had. And so, yeah.
Yeah. 82% of the audience agrees. They think that Tara evicted Kiefer.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I asked the audience, who do you want to be evicted this week? Who would you prefer go home between Kiefer and Brayden? What do you guys think?
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I agree. I know what you're going
to
say.
I prefer Brayden to go, even though I really like him. You said it at the beginning of the podcast, Melissa, that Kiefer deserves to be there. And I do think that he deserves to get at least to the final three, because it is his dream. He is a super fan. He has been playing the most strategic this whole season. I feel as though I would be really excited to see how this final three shakes out if he was there. In this case, like, yes, I'll be fine with anybody that wins, but I think it just might be more dynamic if Kiefer were still in the game. And I just feel like he's just a little bit more deserving of a player to be sitting in the final three.
Mm-hmm.
The audience disagrees with you guys, but only barely. 52% prefer Kiefer evicted.
Well, it's just because he's being so egotistical and they just wanted him to get his, like, get it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, I think, because of this next question, I ask the audience, who do you want the final two to be? Who is your ideal final two? And the winner of this one, by a decent margin here with 34% of the vote. The audience wants to see a Brayshawn final two.
Of course they do.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see Kiefer and Ty in the final two.
Kiefer and Ty was second to last.
Great. Well, fine. Of course. No, honestly, I mean, I would like to see those two, because I do think that they played the best games out of the final four. And I think that, you know, I think they want it the most. I think Tara wants it a lot too. Don't get me wrong, but I do feel like it's been like a turn on in the second half of the game kind of thing, where I do feel like Ty and Kiefer have been playing the whole time, especially Kiefer.
So I'm of two minds, because, like, yes, like, I'm mad at Ty and Kiefer for how they did this, all this to Jed and how Ty was taking care of Beth. But at the same time, though, I also want them to be rewarded for just doing something that, like, was, like, dynamic and that could have potentially been, like, a game-changing move. Like, they took a chance and they made a shot. And so, like, yeah, I want them to get their comeuppance, but I also want them to still try. And so I would want to see, I think, in that scenario, Ty and Kiefer, just because, like, I want to see, at least if they're going to go against their friends like this, that they got to final two together. It was worth it for them in the end. So I'm kind of waffling, as the season people do, but if I was really to look at it game strategy wise, I would want them to be the final two.
This is kind of an interesting vote. So way out in front is Ty and Brayden, 34%. In second place, to fifth place, all within 15 to 19%. So very, very close. But Ty and Tara is in second place with 19%. Tara and Brayden in third place with 15%. So any final two that involves Kiefer is in the bottom half, the bottom three.
They just don't like Kiefer.
Yes. The first of which is Kiefer and Tara at 15%. Second, which is fifth place, Ty and Kiefer with about 14%. And then in last place, a severe drop off. Kiefer and Brayden with 1%.
Yeah, I don't want to see that scenario at all.
Yeah, they don't. That's not a good one for whatever reason.
Just dramatic.
Hate that combo.
It's like Ty and Brayden stole all of the Kiefer and Brayden votes.
So bizarre.
It's really strange.
Worst combo.
I guess people are saying it's impossible because they're sure. both going to be. That's why. Okay, that makes sense. it was more fun in my head, guys. Why do you have to explain it?
Yeah, come on.
Look, this is what you want. What do you want to have happen? It's not you can create the impossible here. I gave you the scenario. All right. I asked, who do you hope wins the game? Who do you hope wins the game? So this is an interesting call. We know the order of favorites. We know the order of who's played the best game. What is the order of who do you hope wins the game? What is it for you guys?
For me, I think it's, I think my hope is Kiefer, Ty, Tara, Brayden.
So the gameplay order.
I think the audience will say, Ty, Brayden, Tara, Kiefer?
That's the favorite order.
Oh, interesting. Chantel. Well, then I just said exactly what like, well,
what am I said. Answering?
Like, I literally didn't
who
even...
Who do you hope wins the game? And who do you think the audience
I could have just said nothing.
Okay, because I'm the two minds thing. Okay, as a person that likes strategy, I would hope that Kiefer was doing what it takes to get him to the end and win. I wanted to see that outcome. And so that would be my ideal situation, is if he did what it takes to get to the end and win. I don't think that that's what's going to happen, but that's what I think I want to have happen if the season went the way that it should have. I think that the audience in this scenario is going to want Ty to win. I think that they enjoyed the dynamics of him cutting his friends, and that he's been ruthless in the end, and that he had, like, they love the love story between him and Brayden. And so I think that they feel as though Ty is being super strategic here. And so I think that they're going to want him to take the win.
Yes. Okay. So just as a reminder, the favorite list, the audience favorites are Ty, Brayden, Tara, Kiefer. Who they think is playing the best game is Kiefer, Ty, Tara, Brayden. Who do they hope wins the game is Ty, Tara, Kiefer, Brayden.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So I can
see
that.
It's similar to us, where it's like we like Brayden, but we don't think he should win.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Only 12% hopes Brayden wins the game.
Well, and Tara too, like with the whole underdog thing, like she's been fighting really hard, and I think that that's respected. And so I think that's why she's doing better in their eyes right now too.
All right. Final question here. Who do you think is going to win the game? Who do you think is going to win the game? Somebody just asked for the percentage of the last one. It's 37% Ty, 26% Tara, 24% Kiefer, and 12% Brayden. So who do you think is going to win the game in order of likelihood? What do you guys think?
I think Brayden's going to win.
I think, man, it really depends on the final three. Okay, I think Tara's going to win the final three. So I think Tara is most likely, then Ty, then Brayden, then Kiefer.
The audience thinks Ty is the most likely person to win the game, followed very closely by Brayden, 37% to 33%. Then Tara in third place with 19% of the vote, and 10% of the voters still think that Kiefer has a shot here.
I just think that Tara is going to win the final three. I think that she's... I don't know. I feel like that's her story.
Certainly could be. I mean
but like, or is that who I'm going? Am I going all in on Tara? Is that?
I know. What are we? Yeah.
I mean, I've been all in on Tara. It was bad for me before.
Yeah. I mean, how many people thought that Paris would win the final three HOH, competing against Kayla and Derek, right?
I thought there was absolutely no chance.
You know, it's and that was when things were capable of being a little bit more physical than they may be this season. So it's definitely possible. It's so close to me. I think that Brayden is the most likely person to be in the final two. Does that mean that he's the most likely person to win? Not necessarily. I think that Tara definitely wins if she wins the final HOH. So each one of them has a different advantage, right? Brayden's the most likely person to be in the final two. Tara's the most likely person to win if she wins the final three HOH. Ty is the person who is guaranteed to be there along with Tara, but is more likely to be in the final two than Tara, but less likely to win in the final two than Tara. And then Kiefer, I think, is definitively last, just because he's, you know, potentially already gone, and even if he's not, he still has to also win. So I think that there are, you know, sort of advantages and disadvantages in every direction here. But if I had to choose, I would be with slim margins. I would probably say Brayden, Tara, Ty. But it's with very, very close margins. I don't think you can definitively say one over any other.
Who do you want to win, Taryn? What's your order? We didn't get that from you.
Who are you going all in on in the Stockwatch?
Yeah, Taryn, give us your Stockwatch chips. No, just tell us who the order of that you want to win, just like we did.
I mean, like, if Kiefer managed to turn things around and convince Tara to keep him and then won the final three HOH, or maybe even convince somebody to take him to the final two, I'd be like, great job, Kiefer. Like, congrats, man. But I've kind of been wanting Ty to win for a large portion of the season. Mm-hmm. It's been particularly frustrating watching him.
I don't even care about jury management at this point. I don't need a vote. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. So that's been very frustrating, but I still would like, I think, to see Ty take this one home. I want to see the backstabbiness, the cold-bloodedness. I want to see that rewarded. I don't want to see it punished, which is why I'm so frustrated that he's managing the jury so poorly. But it would definitely go in that direction. Tara or Brayden, I could take or leave either one of them. Personally, I think they've both played pretty poor games. I think that Tara's played a slightly better game, but honestly, either way, I mean, I think that, like, I like Brayden more, so.
Oh, Jesus. Ouch.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's like, I would like to see Kiefer win because the fact that he's in the final two means that he must have really done a great job in these, by convincing Tara to keep him and then winning. So I do think that that is significant. But yeah, I do agree. Like, I do really like Ty, and I've been wanting him to win, and I want the way that exactly what you said. I'm concerned that if Brayden wins, the future is, well, I want to play a Brayden game where I'm really well liked and I'm just friendly and fun. And I don't even have to worry because everyone likes me. Like, that's what I'm afraid is going to be the thing. It's like, oh, so we don't even have to play. Like, we can just, like, sit back, and as long as we're nice and cool with everyone, like, we don't have to worry. And that's what I'm concerned about.
Hopefully, though, people will realize that, like, no, though, that he's taken someone's spot and just, like, get rid of, like, floaters, get rid of them in the beginning. That's always, I think, the strategy is because they take somebody's spot in the end and they haven't pissed anybody off. So I still think that they'll get rid of the floaters. I don't think that people will want to go in with that strategy because it's just so obvious now, especially, that they need to go.
Yeah, plus, I think the Ty storyline is so interesting, like, where it's like Ty went from, like, just this, like, nice, sweet guy who we all were like, oh, this guy's just so nice. He, like, wouldn't want to hurt anybody, to, like, this, the villain of the season, essentially. It's fantastic. I just love it. It's like he sees, you know, his best friend and his, like, potential girlfriend or whatever, like, get together. And then it's like he turns evil and it's this whole thing. I just think it's so fun. I mean, obviously, that's not why he turned evil, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, they're betraying me. It's great. I think it's fantastic. And so I like that. And I want to see that rewarded.
Yeah. I think in terms of the future direction of the show and sort of the message it sends gameplay wise, Brayden's the worst winner in that regard. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, like, raw gameplay, I really don't think he's that far below Tara. It is what it is. I think it's been a great season so far. I think it would be a great way to cap the season off if Ty won. I think he would represent the season really well, you know, both in his flaws and in his strengths. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely, I think, the best ending to the season as a product of entertainment. You know, part of what makes Big Brother great is that you don't always get what you want.
You rarely get what you want.
It is the way that it is, and you can't change it, which makes the victories all the sweeter. So that's what we've got. Melissa, any final thoughts on the season before it ends?
This has been a whirlwind of a season. Very fun. You know, such a great cast, everyone was there to play, and it just made for such a fun season. The fact that there weren't any, you know, hands down above everybody else strategy players, like, made it actually better, because, you know, everybody was kind of just like on the same playing field. Like, obviously I'd want 10 out of 10 players to have, like, I'd want everyone to be a 10 out of 10 player, but I'm glad, at least if we're not going to have 10 out of 10 players, we don't just have one 10 out of 10 player and then everyone else like down at the bottom. Everybody was kind of on an equal playing field. And from the start, I had no idea where it was going to go. I had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, we saw, you know, at the opening, like, oh, okay, the Sunsetters. Okay, they're a huge alliance. They're going to steamroll everything. Okay, great. What a boring season. Well, that's not the way it went. It kind of went all over the place. So it's been such a fun season, really fun covering it. I'm really excited to see who wins. I think it's totally up in the air. I have no idea what's going to happen. And that's the fun of it. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to the finale.
All right, Chantel, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm just happy that there's finally like a good season of Big Brother. I've been kind of like, no matter what, I'm going to watch it. I've been watching it since the beginning. So I'm always going to be a fan. I'm always going to be a super fan. I'm always going to watch the feeds. Like, I'm always going to be up to date and with what's going on. But this is the first season in a really long time that I'm like, I'm interested in Big Brother again. I'm like, okay, yeah. I like this game. I like this show. Like, I like getting involved, and kind of, even though I don't really have any rooting interest in anybody particularly as I usually do, but I think it's because, like you're saying, Melissa, that it's everybody's on an equal playing field. And so I just feel as though it revitalized in me and probably a lot of other people their love for the game. And I think it's providing an opportunity for it to get even better and better years moving forward, whether it's US or Canada or even in the other iterations. So I'm happy for the direction of Big Brother. If this is how it's going, I'm loving seeing the diversity of loving seeing like a new style of game that's kind of evolving. And I'm here for it. So I'm pleased that we got a good one. We got a good one. Mm-hmm. Even though they're bad players.
Yeah. And of course, you know, as everyone knows, I'm the weirdo that enjoys all of the seasons. I've definitely enjoyed this one. And I particularly enjoy that other people are enjoying it and not complaining so much. So that has definitely made my life a little bit easier this season. So it has been really, really fun. It's definitely been nice to get a little bit of variety involved. As much as I can enjoy other kinds of seasons, it's definitely nice to have this kind of season back again, one where the power shifts and different people win different competitions. It should be worth noting, each of the final four has won three competitions. They've all won three competitions each, completely even. Compare that with like the end games of other seasons where, like, you know, one person, like Big Brother 20, Tyler, Casey, and Angela had won like 18 competitions combined, and the rest of the final like six or seven had won like two. Like, we're looking at a season where there's an even chance of winning these competitions. It's really, really helped, I think. And so that is really, like, again, the biggest takeaway. I really, really hope that Big Brother Canada takes a hard look at these competitions. I don't know that they did this on purpose. If I had to guess, I would say no. I would guess that they did this because of COVID restrictions. That was why they had so many question competitions and they didn't get to do their big fancy competitions, but it made for a much, much more dynamic season. So I'm very, very pleased with that. On top of just the casting in general, which was such a great foundation for the season. The players that they cast all wanted to play hard. Maybe they weren't the best players in the world. Could it have been a better season if they were better players? In my opinion, maybe. but it was a great season regardless. And they were all on a relatively even playing field, and they were all playing really hard. And I think that matters a lot. So it's been a great season to talk about. I definitely agree, Chantel, that we needed one. I literally was saying before the season started, like, Big Brother fans, they need a good season. And yes. Thankfully, Big Brother Canada 9 has delivered. So that is what we have for you for the in-season, during-the-season roundtable. We will be back after the season ends, probably Tuesday next week or something along those lines. And we will be going over the entire season, rating all of the players based on who they are as players, not just where they are in the game. That should be interesting.
I feel like they're all going to be pretty low.
Yes. And going over all kinds of things, placing the winner into the winner rankings, the season into the season rankings, and all of that stuff. So make sure you continue to tune into our coverage after the season ends. We will have one more roundtable for you, as well as, I'm sure, some exit interviews going over the games of some of the players here as well. Check in for all of that. You can also tune in Wednesday night for the Wednesday night recap of that penultimate episode of Big Brother Canada 9. On Thursday, I will go over Kiefer's game so long as he is not evicted on Wednesday. And then Thursday night, of course, the finale of Big Brother Canada will be live after the show to recap it. I'll be live during the show to watch it on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll also probably be live at some point during the day. Maybe I'll be live tomorrow or sometime on Twitch. Talk about the Stockwatch. If you have any questions about the Stockwatch, how the finale works, I'll tell you quickly right now that you buy the person you think is going to win. If they win, they get the equivalent rating of a 10, which means if Brayden wins, you will get 160% return on your investment. If Tara wins, you will get 131%. If Ty wins, you will get 131%. If Kiefer wins, you will get 211% return on your investment. If they lose, if they are evicted in either fourth or third place, then you get nothing. You lose everything. Everything you invested in them is gone. If they get second place, they get the equivalent rating of a 1, which means that if Brayden gets second place, you lose 51% of your investment. If Tara gets second place, you lose 59% of your investment. And if Ty gets second place, you lose 59% of your investment. Kiefer's not getting second place, let's be real. So that's how it works. You can also hold. If you expect that only about a third or a fourth of the players who will be playing in the Stockwatch will go in and actually win and make money, that means that two thirds at least are probably going to lose everything. And that could maybe do wonders for your position in the game, depending on where you are. You may also want to hold. There's also, of course, the lifetime all-time leaderboard. If you want to just hold on to any money that you've made this season, then holding on to it is not a bad play there either. So that's the Stockwatch. But if you have any more questions or you need any advice, I will be streaming on Twitch. Just make sure you're following me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Melissa, where can people find you?
You can find me at It's Melissa with 3 A's on all social media.
All right. Chantel.
And you can find me at ChanFranFran on Instagram or on my YouTube channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's. We're doing some nostalgic watches of the Challenge All-Stars. And so if you're the Challenge fan, going back to these old school players has been super fun. So hang out with us on Fridays at 10 live.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us all season long. And we'll see you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.